Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in my tiny West Town apartment is...
Esmeralda Leon.
There you go. And Esmeralda and I are going to do another one of our weekly, non-weekly, at this point,
We hope it's weekly, but weekly. We don't. We don't get it as... We try,
we're
though.
We're doing a podcast. We're going to start with one topic that usually...
We hope it sticks to one.
Yeah, we hope it usually. Sticks to one. It definitely won't, but The Daily Show... The great show on Comedy Central, Jen Stracicia, has been kind of accused of sexism.
Mm-hmm.
You brought this story to my attention. It's on Jezebel a day ago, I think.
About, yeah, a day or two.
Explain the story to the best of your knowledge.
Essentially, that they don't have a lot of ladies in the Daily Show.
The correspondents?
The group, I guess.
Okay.
Writers, correspondents, which I think is one and the same almost.
Yeah.
But when there is, they're treated not so well. Not in the sense that they're just being like, oh, whore, or like sexually harassing them. They're just, you know, they're not as welcomed as
when
a guy would
be. When you say not
be.
As welcomed, what do you mean? Like they're not invited to certain functions?
Certain things. How it sounded was, yeah, like their ideas weren't considered more than, the guy's ideas were considered more than the women's.
Okay.
When there was a woman writer or whatever.
And we're talking about this because we both kind of think that it might be true, but ultimately it doesn't really matter. At least I don't think it really matters that much.
Yeah, I'm not like, oh, goodness, women should be there.
Yeah.
Like, I really, you know what, that's how it is.
And
it's sad, but...
It is how it is, but it's not how it is because women aren't funny.
Yeah.
It is how it is because what?
I just think the entertainment industry is a huge boys' club.
Okay, what other industry is like that?
All of them.
I'm completely serious. What about the fine
I think
art?
Entertainment in general.
Is.
Movies, music.
Let's just talk about what we know.
Okay.
You come from radio.
So radio.
Is radio like this?
Oh, absolutely.
How many writers are in radio, though? It's mostly just on-air staff.
Yeah, on-air staff.
Okay.
And a lot of it is men.
Why is it men?
I don't know. I think the bad part...
Of women morning DJs?
There's not many.
Okay, why is that? Why isn't there the female Howard Stern? Is there not a call for that?
There kind of is, but there hasn't been as many as you would think. You
I
know,
can't
cause
think
there's,
of one.
Well, Wendy Williams.
Okay, is Wendy Williams the female equivalent of Howard Stern?
Kind of, because she's like... She has her own Howard Stern-esque humor... In the sense of, like, she gossips and she would talk about this
but
and call people out and
I
do this and
that. I think you'd agree
that
she is a lot more in common with Harvey Levin, the guy from TMZ.
Yeah, but she's,
it's
you know...
It's that type of show. It's a gossip-run show.
Yeah, but she throws out the sass.
Okay, but what is how... I think what Howard Stern is doing is slightly different. That's more of your Steve Dahl school of thought. That's more of your Jonathan Brandmeier. That's more of the Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
There's no female like that.
No.
Is there no listener? Is there no demand?
I don't think there is. Because that humor is main. It's a male humor. And
when you worked on the radio show you worked on,
what
do you think your percentage of female listeners was?
Oh, I'm going to say 30.
30%. So
20,
not
30%?
That much. When you
no.
did when you worked promos, what was the majority of people?
Oh, it was male.
Male, female. It was definitely male. What was the age group?
30s.
Okay.
30s, 40s.
White, mostly?
Yep.
What's the percentage on that?
Probably 70.
Jesus, okay.
80.
I think The Daily Show isn't as skewed as that. I think
no,
it's
it
a
isn't.
Little bit more diverse
no.
in every type of category. But do you think that there is a lack of females on the show?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Although I haven't really...
Did you think about it
no.
before you read this
Honestly,
article?
I didn't.
Because they've always had at least one. That's not a
yeah.
lot. But when you have five correspondents, I never really thought, oh, this is lacking a female.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because I'm male? You're a female.
I don't know. I don't really think that way.
Really?
Because I honestly, well, let's hope that this is still the thing that The Daily Show picks people because they're funny and not because they're male or female. It just so happens everything they're getting is all males.
Okay. Well, when you go out to a stand-up show, what is the makeup of the performers usually?
It's mainly male.
Is it mainly male? Seriously.
Yeah.
When we're stand-up specifically in Chicago, where do you go? You've seen stuff at the Brain.
Yeah.
That's mostly male mixed what?
You know, I haven't really been to many comedy shows, and the ones I have been are mainly female, funny enough.
Ha ha ha. What's up? Not sexist.
But, you know, I'm sure if you go to a Zany's or the Improv.
Well, we don't go to Zany's or the Improv.
But so that's an, but you know, you can't discount them.
No, but you,
it's
but
part.
I don't,
it's part of the comedic makeup of Chicago.
I feel uncomfortable. Okay, there's no Improv in Chicago. You're talking about Schaumburg, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's no still Chicagoland.
What do you mean, Improv Olympic or IO or whatever?
No, the Improv that's in Schaumburg.
Yeah, that's Schaumburg.
It's still counted as Chicago,
it
honestly.
Really shouldn't. It
well,
really
I know,
shouldn't.
But it is.
Do I sound weird to you?
Frickin', what's their names? Oh, everything's...
Frickin' Explosions. What?
Everything's losing me today.
Female or male?
No, that band.
That
they have
band.
That horrible...
What are you
with
talking?
Patrick Stump.
Oh, Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
What?
They're from the suburbs. People
so?
Still consider them Chicago, though. You know what I mean? There's
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
circle
yeah.
that people just... Unless it's Southern
life.
Illinois.
It's the circle
then
of
it's
life.
No longer Chicago.
What about when that school shooting happened? Was that Southern Illinois or Northern?
Which one? What?
The school shooting.
What school shooting?
The college school shooting. It happened about 2 years ago.
Oh, it...
Was it Northern?
I think so.
I think it was Northern.
That
that's not Chicago.
No, it isn't, because that's way past
that's not
south.
That far from Schaumburg.
No, it was Southern.
I thought
it was
south.
It was down
we
south.
We didn't do any research on school shootings.
It was down south.
Okay, the point...
Towards those college towns.
I thought it was north. Whatever. That's pointless. I know one instant search. How old am I? Do you feel that the Chicago is lacking female presence in the comedy scene?
I don't think so.
But, okay. On television, do you feel like there's a lack of female performers? Specifically on comedy shows.
Yeah.
Why? And what shows?
Why?
I mean, why do you feel that way? Do you just don't see anybody, or the people that you see are just doing hack shit?
Well, one, I just don't see anybody, and it's also probably because, again, that's kind of how the people who are picking... Mm-hmm. These performers are probably focusing more on guys.
Okay.
And thinking about who their audience is.
Of course.
They're not going to put chicks on if, you know, on Spike TV if all the dudes are going to be like, oh, what the fuck is this shit?
I would completely disagree. I think that...
Unless they're hot.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think anyone's... I don't know. this sounds so weird, but I think just as many females would watch Jimmy Kimmel Live if Jimmy Kimmel was a lady. I think just as many males would. No one's watching Jimmy Kimmel for sex appeal. For certain late night
I know, but
stuff,
that's,
I think it's more based on the guests they
But that's
have.
ABC. That's a very across the board.
I am shocked that there is not a network host right now on one of the top three that isn't a female.
Well, there's Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes is not a nightly show. She's on once a week.
That's true. And she probably couldn't make a weekly show.
She could. She
I don't
a,
think she could.
A,
I don't know.
A
I don't...
Night, a night show. A daily show. And even in the basic cable, there's one. There's Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, that's weekly.
It. No, that's nightly.
Well, okay, nightly.
Yeah. That's the only one.
It's all just, right. And it's not that great either.
Well.
And she does the gossipy.
I know.
Thing. No one does stupid humor.
Like.
Because I think girls, they don't really tend to think girls could do that.
Okay, but do you know, girls can do that.
Yeah, I know. I know girls can do that. That doesn't mean that everyone else thinks that.
Who are some of your favorite comics in the city? Or do you not have any? Do you just hate everyone?
Yeah, I hate everybody.
That's very nice and honest.
So it's across the board.
So you're like another comic.
Everyone's equal.
That's good.
I equally hate them. No. I like Beth Stelling.
Beth Stelling's good. She's been on the show. She's in The Reader today.
Yeah.
Hooray, Beth.
I like Mo Welch.
Mo Welch is good.
She's funny.
But both of those,
I like the Potterbaugh sisters.
All three of those groups and or individuals do both really normal shit. Well, Beth does really mainstream stuff.
But
and
they do a lot of dirty shit as well. And
all
like
three
weird
can do dirty
fuck
stuff,
stuff.
But, and they all can do weird as fuck. Which is a lot weirder than anything you're going to see on Network or The Daily Show.
That's
or whatever.
True. But the thing is, it's like they don't... Networks don't like that kind of stuff. And people who are making TV shows,
has it been
they
tried?
Don't want weird girls.
Has it been tried?
Yeah.
What?
Upright Citizens Brigade. They had one girl in it. It
Amy
was
Poehler.
Amy Poehler. And she's kind of weird looking on that show.
And that show was a huge cult following.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it wasn't popular in the sense of big ratings, I'm assuming.
No, but it's a time and a place thing. What about Strangers with Candy? That ran for like 5 years.
And then also cult.
Exactly. So there
but
is an
this,
audience.
None of this stuff is like huge. And I would like to see numbers for
what
Strangers
do you mean,
with
numbers?
Candy. Who was their main audience, I wonder? Males or females?
I'd go, I don't know. I'd go with any theater kid. Anyone that did high school theater loved.
See, but you can't talk that way. You have to, males or females. That's the thing. This is what we're talking about. Males or females.
I think it's across the board.
Not a broad.
I don't think it's females versus males or specifically. I think it's class as well, which is even more disappointing. Because one of the things that this article pointed out about The Daily Show is The Daily Show is supposed to be this really left-leaning liberal show. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be progressive, yet it's old school in terms of hiring process.
Yeah.
That's what depresses me about this thing.
Well, baby steps, right?
Well, what do you I've had this conversation with you and you've said shut the fuck up. And
I have?
Well, yeah, the conversation was, do we have enough females on the show?
Oh.
I've worried about this before.
Well, I honestly don't think it's something you should worry about. It should just happen. You should be picking people.
I pick people on who I know, right?
Well, there you go.
But where do I go to find
these people? Do you know a lot of ladies or something?
I'd say when I go to an open mic to see comics, maybe 30%.
Do you see gender?
Hell yeah, I see gender. When 20% of the comics talk about their gender, yes, I see it all the time. I'd see about 30%. Females to male ratio. That's not 3 to 7.
Okay, whatever. But the thing is, when you see the female ones, are they? You should really just focus on, are they funny?
Oh, of course.
Are they good?
Of course. But I think it's percentage wise, there's going to be 10% of people that are hilarious at the open mic, mm-hmm. right? So 1 out of 10. And if there's 300 people, that means there's 30 women, and so 1 out of 10. So 3 women out of 300 are going to be funny, and 27 men.
Okay,
well, that's left. So. In theory, if I follow the percentages, I'm having more and more males on the show.
But I don't think that's a huge problem. Because I think when you start thinking that way, having, like, oh, is there enough mm-hmm. females? Is there this? You're going to start just putting females in.
Well, I know that. And we haven't done that yet.
To fulfill a quota, essentially.
But do you... But at the same time, should I not be looking out? Should I not be trying to... I don't care about finding... I don't have a shortage of funny white dudes. I have more than enough funny white dudes I could ask on the show at any time.
Okay.
I know where they are. I've seen all of them.
Okay.
I keep thinking... I just aren't at the right showcases because I haven't seen the really funny Hispanic female comic.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I mean. I agree.
But when you're like, okay, wait a minute. There's this guy and then this guy. I need a chick to fill this spot, like, you shouldn't do that.
Or maybe I should think about it more. Like, maybe I should do more research and find a female author instead of another white author. Another white male author. I'm serious. I'm completely serious.
Where is the white female?
That's a start.
Does it offset it?
That's a start. It's good. I'm not joking. I know this sounds stupid and profiling, and it is. It's complete profiling. I don't want to have...
But in a good way, I guess.
Hopefully in a good way. Kind of. Because I know that there are people out there. It's like when you're... You know the playground when you're a little kid, and then you go to high school and you know more and more. I don't want to just stay on the same playground of the arts community.
Well, that's good, because then you'll be finding more stuff, but I don't think you should be going just because you want to find females.
I'm going to find more stuff, period.
Yeah.
And
I think that should be your focus.
And I'm listening harder when it's someone that isn't a white male.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
No, I don't think so. I just think you shouldn't make it your main focus.
The main focus is to get someone good, regardless.
Well, then that should be it.
Yeah, and that's not the problem. The problem... But The Daily Show is different than our operation.
Yes.
Okay, The Daily Show could make a huge change.
They could, because I bet you they get a lot of auditions that are very good.
I could name, like, it's... The problem with The Daily Show is they obviously know who's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And at that level, you can pretty much cherry pick anyone. And they
yeah.
cherry picked Olivia Munn.
Did they?
Yeah, they
did
came
she
to
audition
her.
Oh, really?
They came to her.
Wow.
Saying, do you want to be part of this?
I honestly, you know what? I really think that the reason why they did that was because she's good looking.
That's fine. But it's sort of disheartening to me because she has no background in comedy.
Well, I just told you why.
I understand that, but Wyatt Cenac's a stand-up, John Oliver's a stand-up, Samantha Bee's done a bunch of improv, her husband did a bunch of improv, Rob Riggle did a bunch of improv and acting before that, Rob Corddry did a bunch of improv before that. These people have performance
Well, maybe they got a new suit in the mix. Someone who's telling them they need more good-looking people, or they need this, because they're all kind of funny-looking.
There's no shortage of good-looking people that have comedy backgrounds.
Well, apparently the Daily Show doesn't think so.
Well, I understand that she has a TV background. Mm-hmm. You have G4, had G4,
yes.
Cableless woman. How's that going, by the way?
It's fine. I took the cable box away a day before they were supposed to cut
it. Wow. You didn't try to stretch in like one more Cake Boss marathon or something?
No, I did. Like, I had it for a while. Yeah, I thought it was stupid.
Okay.
I don't like cake shows. I think they're ridiculous.
Not a sweets lady?
Well, no, I just find it so, like, it's cool. You can make a big old cake, but no one can eat that shit.
Well, it's not about eating it.
Well, I don't like that.
Okay.
All those cakes probably taste like ass.
Well, they're not there to... Well, I disagree.
Yeah, they are. They're for, like, people's weddings and for this and for that.
They don't taste like ass.
Yeah, but it's I actually doubt they put any focus on what's the inside of it rather than what's outside in that weird icing shit they put on
it. Well, I'm assuming if you're getting a crazy big cake like that, you're going to have a dessert table. And that's where you're actually going to have your sweets.
I guess. That's a big old waste of money.
The whole thing is a big old waste of money. I'd like to have a cake from the Cake Boss, which is a stepladder. And it's super realistic, and no one knows, and they don't set it up anywhere.
Oh, and it's
near.
Big enough?
Yeah, and they don't set it up anywhere.
Why would people step on it?
Well, a worker would be like, oops. It'd be hilarious.
But why would there be workers at your party? Would you make something happen? You'd be like, excuse me.
Could you guys
but this light is yeah, off maybe. Or something.
Just a way to have someone step into a cake.
But the thing is, I think if they step in it, they're going to hurt themselves because they're going to put way too much pressure.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to slide into it and then fall face first into the cake. The cake.
It's one motion. They'll probably just put their hands through it and maybe fall onto the cake.
Yeah, and then they probably break their arms or something.
They fall into a delicious cake or cakes that taste like ass, according to you. They don't taste like ass.
I just don't think they put too much thought into the cake itself.
I don't think anyone's eating it.
Just the outside.
Yes, of course. There's
made
a
of
dessert
dowels
table.
And.
There's a dessert table.
Whatever, all right.
Okay, so this actually is a good segue. Olivia Munn, the first clip you find when you search her name, is her jumping into a pie.
Yeah.
On G4, her show. Which is fine. It's just funny. I mean, Letterman does that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Not to judge her.
Well, the thing is, it's hot chick falling in
it's pie. It's a hot chick thing. Should attractive people be doing comedy?
I don't mind it, but at least back it up, and I don't think she can.
Who is the funniest attractive person you could think of?
Goof.
Local or national?
Hmm.
Let's name names.
Hmm.
It's possible, but is there anyone that's model attractive that's funny? And don't say like Paul Rudd. He's not a stand-up.
No, why would I say Paul Rudd?
Because he's in the GQs and all those things.
Yeah, but he's not a stand-up.
Well, thank you. Well, you never know.
Gosh, you don't think I know the definition of
stand-up?
Stand-up
or did I say comic?
Comic,
you say
comedian.
Well, that's different. That's improviser as well.
Yeah, but comedian is not Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
When I think comedian, I think of this sounds horrible, but like the Jay Leno or the,
okay.
You know, the
stand-ups,
yeah. Comedian.
Well, I liked you made a motion of someone kind of standing.
They're standing
up,
and talking to an audience.
With robot hands.
I can't think of anybody. They're usually really awkward looking.
Or there's like one quirk to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's always something about them. What about the guys from Flight of the Conchords?
Nah.
Not Jermaine, but the other one. He's good looking.
He's the one that's not funny.
Okay, well
he's
then...
He's the one that wasn't nominated
for
the Emmy. You say you like the New Zealanders.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss that show? You're going to miss it forever. It's gone forever.
Well, it was gone before I had...
Gone forever.
The second season came out. I didn't have HBO, so...
Do you use torrents?
Yeah, but I don't have internet right now either.
Oh, wow. Are you going to get internet?
Completely cut off. Well, I tried looking it up. Folks, email me if you know of a good deal.
Well, you can't even read the emails. Oh, you got that fancy phone.
Yeah, well, I can go somewhere with internet, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a ban on the internet for me.
Why don't you just steal it from your neighbors?
I can't. There isn't any.
There's not one good signal.
Nope.
Really?
They're all closed. They're all security.
Well, I understand that, but how many closed signals are there to you? I know that they're
a
locked.
Bunch.
You could just hack it.
Well, I don't know how to do that.
There's a simple program that you use. You just run it
for
like
2 days.
How am
I going to download that?
Go to a coffee shop. How are you going to check your email? What the fuck?
On my phone.
How are you going to watch Daily Show online with Olivia Munn?
Never.
Why? It could be good.
I don't.
It could
like,
be
no, because I saw that first one she did.
Was it? Why wasn't it good?
It was... She made like one funny joke about her being an Asian person or something.
One funny joke in 90 seconds isn't that bad.
Well, no, but usually
Leno
they're funnier.
Leno hasn't had like one funny joke in a year.
Yeah, but that's Leno.
Yeah, I know.
We all know he's not funny.
Do people...
But if you watch the Daily Show and the other correspondents, they're funny.
Not all the time, man.
I like that one guy. The British guy, John Oliver. I like him. He's funny.
On Community? Do you like Community?
Mm-hmm.
Did that get renewed?
Yes.
I like Community.
Community's very good.
One of the good things about not having cable, and hopefully the internet, is you'll stop watching all this shit and knowing if shows like Community have been renewed.
No, but that's on basic. Or regular channels.
My point is that you shouldn't know shows that are renewed. We spend way too much fucking time doing this.
But that's my bread and butter, pop culture.
How are you getting paid from this? No. Write a show.
Yeah, but it's still my bread and butter.
Let's write a show.
It's my bread.
It's your bread.
It's the plate. I'm going to put the bread and butter on.
We got to start doing more shows because this one's fucking weak. I acknowledge that.
We could have talked about that other stuff, Elvita.
What do we got? You just start talking.
That was on the list of things if we get stuck.
Oh, yeah.
What is Velveeta?
Yeah, what the fuck is Velveeta?
Because I don't know what it is. I never ate that stuff when I was little.
Oh, you know, have you had Velveeta?
I have.
It's so good.
John loves that shit.
John is your boyfriend.
Yeah, he used to eat it, I believe. Like, he'd buy the block of it.
Just a fucking chunk of Velveeta. I've never been a big fan of the chunk of Velveeta. The only time that's good is during the Super Bowl when you have the weird dip.
Yeah. Or yeah, you can do nachos because it's literally like liquid.
But the shells and cheese is the fucking... That tastes like gourmet food when you're 18.
See, I don't like that. I've never eaten...
Oh, my God.
My mom made homemade mac and cheese, and
that's
I never
different.
Liked it.
That's homemade mac and cheese? Mm-hmm. No, this is not homemade. This is the furthest thing from it. This is like,
I know, but that's the thing.
This
I don't
is
even like
pool
homemade.
Nachos. You ever have pool nachos?
Yes.
Oh, pool nachos were the best when you
like
were a
movie
kid.
Theater, and it comes... Yes. They squeeze out that liquid cheese.
This is the equivalent...
I actually like liquid cheese.
This is liquid cheese in a brick. How does it work? How is
I don't
that
know.
Not the
I think
worst
actually,
thing
you know
ever?
What? I think I like Are government just... cheese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you used to get that.
You used to get that.
Well, no, in school.
We used to get government cheese in school.
I think public schools get government cheese.
I went to private.
Oh, well, you're fancy pants.
We had, when you had hot lunches, did you have the foil on top that you just peeled the foil off?
No.
Yeah, we had that. We didn't have like a lady.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have a full kitchen in
my
school.
Was it because you're private?
No, the school was so small. They just had like
someone else do it.
They had rather than hire like an how many people worked in your cafeteria?
Oh god, at least eight.
Grade school.
At least eight.
We had like two or three volunteers every single day, and a truck would come because that was cheaper than installing a full kitchen.
Oh, I see.
So they'd give you a thing, and you'd peel off the foil.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I had.
That's gross.
So government cheese.
We had a salad bar.
You had a salad bar in grade school?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, it was like middle, junior high.
Okay, well, I went preschool, eight, same building, which is quite
okay,
weird.
Well, no, that was junior high, 6 through 8.
Yeah, I know. The whole time,
we
same
had a
thing.
Salad bar.
It's fucking fancy.
I know.
We had a crazy, in Westchester, the town I grew up in, I lived across the street from the public school, even though I didn't go there. One of the moms was so upset that the fast food was being allowed to be sold once a week in the cafeteria, and she got on 48 hours. And
oh,
they did
wow.
a story about
we
her.
We didn't even get that.
Well, it's something to fucking fight about. Don't give the kid money.
We got, you know what we had, though, instead of that? We had a table where there was a shake machine.
What?
Yeah, and shakes, they would sell shakes.
That's insane.
And people would sometimes not eat lunch, they would just eat a shake.
Did you have a lot of fat kids in your school?
Well, yeah.
I mean,
it was kind of, suburbs.
We didn't have a lot of fat kids in our school.
I mean, they were fat kids. I don't know.
But now, when I was...
I'm not thinking back and like, wow, a lot of fat kids.
I taught an after school class for a few years in Little Village. It's in the city. Fucking half the kids were fucking fat. Like, it was...
Which is weird because they're in the city.
Free lunches. Free lunches, free breakfast, free post-school snack.
And yeah, but how does that make you
shit.
Fat?
Oh. It was shit food, man.
But they gotta walk everywhere.
Not really. It's a really bad neighborhood. It's like you come home and stay inside or you're in a
Oh,
game.
Yeah.
No. It was just, the kids are fucking fat. It's hilarious.
Yes,
they're
actually,
all going
to
die.
I attribute my not being so fat to my
not
parents feeding
so.
Me properly when
yeah,
I was growing up.
That's good.
And being able to run around. And
yes.
That. Like, I remember eating, like, we ate broccoli, but then my mom slapped butter on top of it.
But you still have broccoli.
Yeah.
That's still better than having a burrito and then having more cheese
yeah.
slapped on it. Which these kids have after school for lunch for free.
Like, I ate MSG for the entirety of my...
You mean salt?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, power salt.
Yeah, what the hell is MSG?
It's monosodium glutamate.
Nice. Is that Food Network or is that your ma?
No, I think I looked it up one day because I was like, what is
hey,
this?
You...
We call it flavoring
Speaking
in my
of food,
house.
You went to Anthony Bourdain's talk today.
Yes.
Isn't he accused of being a little sexist sometimes?
Is he?
I don't
know.
I'm asking.
He hates the vegetarians.
Okay.
And he spoke about that.
What did he say about
that? He did a reading. His reading was a chapter on, he had dinner with this guy who was a vegan, and they went to a vegan restaurant, like mm-hmm. the best in town, like Sir Paul McCartney loves it.
Did he say what town this was in?
I think it was New York.
Okay.
But the guy was like, he had a bleeding heart for cats and puppies and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess after the dinner, months later, the guy tries to get Anthony Bourdain to, I don't know, I guess kind of sponsor a benefit or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anthony Bourdain just sends him a scathing email about, you probably should focus more on people
yeah.
than cats and dogs. And, oh, poor this and that we eat.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I actually, thinking about it, I think it's absolutely true.
It's true, but that's like saying, well, I can't get this great new car. I have to buy gas. Therefore, I don't care about the oil because I have to buy gas anyways. You know what I mean? That was a shitty analogy. I'm trying to think of a better one. Okay. That's like saying, because we can't solve the problems, we shouldn't try to solve the problems.
That's true, but he was saying that you probably maybe should put your efforts on people first, because you can't...
They're not mutually exclusive, though.
But the thing was, he had just come back from, like, Beirut,
mm-hmm.
and places where, like, people are just getting bombed left and right.
Of course.
So he was a little pissy.
Ride the fucking bus, man! Jesus Christ! Because that combines all the world's problems in, like, a fucking 60-foot thing of tin. Today, two people on the bus, obese, had motorized wheelchairs. They weighed about 350, 50 years old. That's why they took up 8 goddamn seats, 4 apiece.
Did people get up?
Yeah, they have to.
Actually, it pisses me off when people don't get up for old people.
Yeah, I understand that, but sometimes there's an old racist white woman on my bus route, and mm-hmm. she'll get mad if I touch her because she'll run into me.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious, and she's just old and racist, so fuck her.
I had one who did that today. There was some lady, she gets on and gets off one stop later,
yeah.
but she had like a breathing thing on, and yeah. she had her cart, and some guy was standing right in the front.
Yeah.
And she tells him to sit down, because if he doesn't, she's going to run over his feet. And he's like, I moved over. And she's like, just sit down, then I can come through. And he was standing in front of a seat, an empty seat.
What bus stop?
It was Broadway.
Okay.
Broadway bus. Broadway and Foster.
Oh, wow. Good neighborhood, huh?
No, I think it's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. It's not good.
No. I mean, it's not flourishing with art and beauty, but...
There's a lot of art around there.
A little bit, but not enough to...
Crazy motherfuckers. Yeah, there is. Crazy poo art.
Poo art?
Yeah, painting with shit.
Where?
There was that guy in New York that painted the Mary, got in a big... Blah, blah, blah.
What, he lives over there?
No, but I'm assuming there's a lot of shit art.
Okay.
A lot of homeless people there, because the insane asylums.
Yeah, that's uptown.
Yeah, that's right there. It's like four blocks away. That's 4 blocks away.
No, it's farther.
It's 4. Foster's 5200. Lawrence is 48. It's 4 blocks.
Whatever. There's Argyle in the middle.
When you're crazy and homeless, I'm sure you walk a lot.
Yeah. There's a nursing home, too.
Yeah.
Are you amazed by the fact that nursing homes don't really have old people in them anymore?
What do they have?
Like people who are just kind of homeless.
No, I didn't know that.
And drug addicted one point.
No.
Well, at least the one by me, it's just a bunch of... Like, these people are not that old to be in nursing homes.
38.
I was like, what are these people doing? This is a nursing home. And there's a big fight about it.
Does it say nursing home on
mm-hmm.
it? Oh, wow.
But there's a big... I'm sure there's some old people in there, but most of them are, like, drug addicted or recovering or something like that.
Did you ever think of just, like, fuck it, man, if I don't have any money by this age, I'm just going to take hardcore psychedelic drugs until my mind is gone?
Yeah, but how are you going to afford them?
Oh, it's not that much money. Well, once you start taking them, you're willing to lose anything and suck anything.
I see.
You can fund it. It'll fund itself.
I really wouldn't want
it. And then you're
sucking
just like,
stuff.
War to the state. Fuck it. I don't care. It's
no.
gone.
No, because those are the people that are hanging around
yes.
the Bryn Mawr
exactly.
red line
yes.
smoking cigarettes and asking
happy.
For a cup of coffee. No, they're not.
Well, when I'd say 12 hours a day, if they could just fucking wire it just right.
And they hang out in the nursing home next to it.
Yeah.
The fenced up area, there's like the sad basketball hoop, and then they sit right next to the chain.
You know what? Anytime
fence.
You say sad basketball hoop, instantly in my head.
You have an
perfect.
Image.
There's that's
it's kind of
that's someone's autobiography.
It's old and
an inner
you should
city
take
youth,
a picture
sad
of that.
Basketball
take
hoop.
A picture and put it on a cover of a book. It
and
will sell.
On the back cover of the book would be the author and about you'd see the hoop as the halo.
Oh.
Yeah, street light harsh shadows on it. That's it. sad basketball hoop.
What was the first? The I don't even remember Bourdain. What we were talking about.
Food, mostly Velveeta.
It all goes it all back to Velveeta. Food.
Well, sort of Velveeta. What else is there?
That's true.
There's three things in the world. True. There's was it God, love, and death. That's it.
That's not
Johnny
food.
Johnny Cash said that. Well, it relates to everything. You feed yourself.
I don't think
yourself.
Johnny
That's
Cash
life.
Really liked food.
Food is life.
Okay. Also, Anthony Bourdain, the one thing I was annoyed by him was someone asked him where his like top three Chicago places, and they're all like what you would expect.
Giordano's.
No.
Portillo's.
No, he hates.
Al's Beef.
He hates Chicago-style pizza. He thinks it's disgusting. No, he said,
Gibson's? Morton's?
No, it's all the new shit.
Schwa?
Yeah, it's like that
really?
Stuff. He's like, whatever Paul Kahan does, and whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's all like
You're
those
like,
big...
cheap!
It's like, yeah, I was like, what's all the
hot
cheap
dogs.
Shit, man? Yeah, he's at Hot Dogs, too.
Hot Dogs is good. Have you been to Hot Dogs?
I've been to Hot Dogs.
You don't like it?
I don't get it.
What did you get?
It I got matters. A regular one.
Don't do the regular.
No, I got a regular, and then I got
no,
a fancy one.
Do the fancy.
I did. I did one fancy and one
like
regular.
Fancy?
It was nothing to stand in line for an hour for.
The good thing about the fancy, you got to get two. You got to go with at least two people.
Why? So they could go for you?
So you could all share.
So I honestly, I wasn't that. I tried John's, too. He was
Where'd
with
he
me.
Get?
I forget.
Did you have the fries, like the duck?
Yes,
thing
for, we went specifically
nope,
for
like
that.
Them.
And I was like,
I had a good experience.
They were good, but.
I went in thinking I'd hate it because of the line. Great experience.
I was excited.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
What do you
it's
like
thing,
more,
like
Kuma's
when you see,
or hot dogs?
I've only been to Kuma's. Well, I've been to both of them once.
When did you go to
Kuma's? Not too long
was
ago.
Was it packed?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was fine.
Not great, really?
I'm not like, oh my god,
shit.
I need to come back and eat this all the fucking time. No, it was a burger. It was great toppings, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? Go to the Bad Apple.
Where's the Bad Apple? You've
it's on Lincoln.
This to me. Let's plug the Bad Apple.
It's someone said, I've actually read about it, and people have compared it. They're like, go to the Bad Apple.
Where's the
Bad
No, but
rather
like,
than
where
Kuma's.
On Lincoln?
Oh, shit.
Is it a.
Cullum?
What's Cullum 100
and Lincoln?
Is that? Is it
know.
Past Montrose? Is it in Lincoln Square?
Yes.
Is
no.
It, is it
it's
in,
between Montrose and Irving Park.
Okay, so it's in Old
it's
Irving
somewhere
or
right
like that.
There.
Okay, perfect. So
in
we
North
should go to the
Center.
Bad Apple.
It's good.
How old is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's that old.
Okay.
But they got a lot of choice. It's the same,
same
fucking shit.
Really?
It's I honestly like a burger. Give me some lettuce, tomato, and some mayo.
You want the basics.
And if it's a good burger, it will stand up on its own.
I will.
You don't need all that fancy shit on it. I
care,
mean, that's great.
Do you care what kind of meat it is?
What, like turkey? Or
turkey, veggie.
I like turkey.
Beef, sirloin.
I don't care.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm sure that matters.
So you don't, okay. It does. Oh, it does.
Because that's, and I'm, a, that's, but that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know
if
what's
it's
actually,
a good burger, it will stand up on its
sounds
own.
Sounds insane. A good burger is the veggie burger at Burger King.
Really?
Surprisingly good, yeah.
What do you think it is?
It's a Morningstar patty. It's hard
oh.
to fuck up a Morningstar, but they put it in all the grease and shit. So that's why it's good.
I actually just
and
saw
they
a
actually
commercial
use a
for
whole,
them.
They use a whole grain bun, unlike all their other
oh.
burgers. It's not, and for fucking fast food, it's really good.
This reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Krusty makes that good-for-you burger, and then it gives everyone salmonella.
I didn't see that.
But it was like made of veggie and a yeah. whole grain bun, and like
yeah.
everyone's like, ooh, it's good for me. No, but
good.
I just saw a commercial for Morningstar. They were grilling, and everyone was eating the burgers.
Yeah.
And I was like, not everyone was going to...
Here's the
Someone,
thing about...
I think, would have thrown that shit down and been like, where is my beef?
Well, I just... We went to the grocery store tonight. Thanks for helping out with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a thank you barbecue for all the people that worked on the films and all this other stuff on Saturday. I spent way too much money.
Well...
A lot of money.
In terms of what we make, yes.
Oh, God. Like, I...
That's
and,
a lot.
And flyers and stickers and food. I've that's
yeah.
like 4 months of what we make at the brain. That's insane.
I think the
this operation
the,
is
the
completely
food,
out of fucking
control. The food
control.
That you spent was about a week's for a family of four.
Oh yeah, and I'll probably eat like three things. Like
yeah.
that's it. It's I'm
gonna get. I'm. I have to work. I'll probably get here and there'll be no more food.
Oh, there'll be. You saw how much I fucking bought.
Yes,
there
but,
better be enough.
Yes, but people eat a lot, especially when it's free.
Yeah, well, we're doing this for a few reasons. I love the friends and all that hippie shit, and I do care about you guys, and I go to a lot of barbecues, and it's like, what'd you bring? Well, then there's nothing to eat. So
yeah.
Now, let's, I'd rather just
Although
do it
Although I
kind
of like that idea of a potluck-esque
No,
thing.
People ask, like, should I bring something? Whatever you want. No
yeah.
pressure, because I've not gone to shit because I forgot, and I felt bad. and it's too late, like a Sunday evening barbecue and you have Monday off and there's nothing open, you're like, fuck, I don't want to go because I feel bad, so I won't go.
Okay.
And then you laugh at me because I care about others.
All right.
All right, anyways, I bought a bunch of turkey burgers rather than regular burgers.
Yeah.
And I want to know if people can tell the difference.
Well, of course you can tell the difference. That's not the point.
Well, I don't think
if people... If they're good, then they're good.
Yeah, but I don't think people in the Morningstar commercials are like, where's the fucking beef? They're like, wow, Morningstar, these are $3 a patty. This guy really went out.
I would have been like, why are you giving me a veggie burger?
You don't like the veggie burger?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know what? I think it already has grill marks on it, so why are you putting it on a grill anyway?
It's got to be warm. It's just frozen.
Shove it in the microwave.
Should I bring the microwave to the roof?
You should.
I was thinking about bringing
then
the microwave.
Then just microwave the morning, just Morningstar patties.
I was thinking about bringing the microwave and Foreman up to the roof and just using the grill to grill pizza.
Okay.
Just fuck you guys. I'm making
I don't
pizza.
Think you... Don't bring the microwave. That's too much trouble.
I could have people run down a few flights of stairs.
That kind
of
creeps me out, a microwave outside. I don't think you're supposed to use them outside.
That's ungodly.
I think there's
it's like a wedding outdoors.
I think there's a sticker on it that says don't for indoor use only.
This is for sadness. It works better in basements and studio apartments.
It doesn't like light.
I just made fun of your apartment.
What?
It's a studio.
Mine's not a studio. It's a one bedroom.
Oh, yeah. You moved a while ago.
I moved like 3 years ago.
That's a while.
God damn.
That's a while. You have people over so often.
No, it's not big enough.
I know.
It's like a large studio with
exactly.
a wall.
Exactly, really?
It's like I attached another room to a studio, but it's considered a one bedroom, so suck it.
So pretty much the point of this podcast is Beth Stelling should be on The Daily Show,
mm-hmm.
Daily Show listeners.
Would she want to, you think?
She'd be perfect, because Beth could do the silly shit, she could do the not silly shit. She's funny, but she's not mean funny. You know what I mean? She mm-hmm. wouldn't make anyone feel bad.
Yeah.
She's... probably the out of anyone in Chicago, she'd be the best fit. And now that she's been named the Reader's funniest whatever, she'll be gone soon, like they all are.
Aww.
I think Robert Buscemi was last year's. He went to LA like a month. I want to say Hannibal was 2 years ago. He lived in New York after like a month.
Where's Robert now?
LA.
What's he doing?
Stand up.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you want
to... I don't know. I'm just expecting you to be like, oh, well,
no, he's,
he got
he's
this
not, like,
and
ready
this.
For Conan or anything. Speaking Aww. Of Conan, let's plug some stuff and we'll close this out.
What?
Just wait. Speaking of Conan, and then I'll get to it, okay?
It'll be something you like.
Well, yeah,
like
it'll be
Conan.
Something... Fine, I'll fucking skip to the Conan tie. Jesus fucking Christ. CJ Toledano is our guest on the live show on Monday night. CJ Toledano is starting his own late night talk show like we do.
But theirs is on Saturday.
Theirs is on Saturdays at Second
no
City.
No competition.
No, no, no. This is friendly competition in the best possible way. CJ is a huge, huge Conan fan. If you listen to the show, you know we're big Ferguson. Well, I'm a big Ferguson fan. I prefer him. I think you definitely prefer Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you...
I like the silly.
I like Ferguson.
Well, and I know Conan better.
He's been with you longer.
He has.
He's got that loyalty.
I do. Yeah.
CJ, I hope all of our shows take off, and I hope CJ could be... Conan to my Ferguson.
Aww.
Which means he'll have a lot more success and money.
You can this you'll be able to speak
positivity.
You'll be able to speak about this when he wins Emmys and things.
I fucking hope this is the salad days, man. I hope it is. CJ's first show is this Saturday night at Second City, and hopefully it will sell out in advance sales. If it does not, that means you guys should go down there. It's completely free. It starts at midnight. Get there at 11:30. It's free, free, free. You're going to go if you can.
Mm-hmm.
You're going this Saturday?
Yeah.
You're going this Saturday. I'm going to go in 2 weeks. CJ is going to be on our show on Monday night his co-host.
Okay.
What? CJ and Joe. I would say Joe's last name, but I'll mispronounce it, so I'm not going to until Monday night comes. What are you doing with the microphone?
There's a bug. Sorry.
There's a bug in here?
Yeah.
Well, I got to move now. Thanks.
Well, no. It got in my eye.
So that's the cone. Is it really? You're wearing glasses.
It flew that's by insane. My eye.
All right. So let's plug some more stuff. The Putterball Sisters are performing on Monday night. If you've never seen the Putterball, this is the perfect opportunity. Yes, it is an audio podcast. Yes, you'll be able to hear what they do. You need to see what they do.
Yeah, it's better.
It's a fucking visual act.
Yeah. Ours, listening would be good, but being there would be great.
It's a start. And then for the musical guests, we have the Ragtones. Jeremy, the piano player, is going to be playing with his band, the Ragtones. And for music, we have Mark Janka of Let's A Birds of Paradise and Spare Machine. He's going to be doing some weird guitar loop stuff with a bass player. So
Ooh.
Weird experimental stuff. That'll be really fun. If you're not busy when you listen to this tonight, if it's Friday night, go up to Mary's Attic. It's this bar in Andersonville. There's a show with three great comics. We got Mo Welch, Cameron Esposito, and this guy from New York City who plays ukulele, Ben Lerman. So go check that out if you can, if you're bored on Friday night. It's $10. It's well worth it. I love the two of them. I haven't seen Ben, but I could definitely vouch for Mo and Cameron. Saturday night, if you're not busy, go to the late live show. Sunday, relax.
Should I boo? If I'm going to the show on Saturday, should I boo if they don't plug that they're going to be on our show on Monday?
No.
Should I, at the end, like, wait till the end, and then if they're like, thank you, I'd be like, what about the plug? Like, I just
Plugs!
Yell. I just start yelling, you, me, them, everybody.
No, you should, you're going with flyers now. Just, no. Fuck you. I spent so much goddamn money.
I know, but now I gotta, like, get out, like, 5 minutes before we're standing outside.
No. Like, as soon as it's done, just start, go to the stage and start passing them out. That's, because.
Oh, man.
I love CJ, but fuck CJ in the face. Fuck this guy. I love CJ.
He doesn't plug it.
Yeah. Plug that shit, motherfucker.
They're following me on Tumblr
Sunday
night.
Did you mention them or something? Or did you follow them? It's probably one of those follow backs.
I forget what happened.
Sunday night, go to Town Hall Pub and go see the Putterbaugh Sisters. Mm-hmm. And say hello. And Beth Stelling will be there. And it's one of the funnest shows in the city.
It is. I liked it a lot.
It's that and Riot Comedy are my two favorites. If you're more interested in the wacky, not necessarily stand-up, definitely check out that show at Town Hall Pub. Monday is with us. We have fun together. Yay. What's Tuesday night? Let's give a week of plugs.
Do you have it? No.
We don't. We have Tuesday off. This is the last Tuesday off.
Tuesday off.
This is the last Tuesday off in a very long time.
Great.
So what comedy could we plug? You don't have to be there every week. You weren't even there last week. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't have any money.
Exactly.
Isn't
she
that
couldn't
sad?
She couldn't afford a train ride to the brain.
I didn't have any. Unless I wanted to use my laundry quarters.
Exactly. What are we going to do, folks?
I wasn't
donate,
about to use
donate.
Those. I need clean clothes.
We're going to start doing our Tuesdays in July and August quite soon. We'll get to that later. What should people go to on Tuesday nights? We should think of something.
There's got to be something.
Oh, Chuck. There's Chicago Underground Comedy at the Bee Kitchen. One of the longest running, most well-respected shows. Go to that. Wednesday night is
Cole's
open mic is insane because it's so much fun and drunk. And Thursday night, that's a week. Thursday night, go to Riot Comedy next week. I think Fritz is on that bill, so go check that out. And I will be in D.C. by then, and you will be.
Oh,
here.
You will?
Oh, I'll be in D.C. Yeah.
I like that I learn about these things on air.
I didn't know we had to discuss these things.
I was just like, hey, guess where I'm going?
Yeah,
next
and then
week.
The Monday I get back, next live show. Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, we got good guests.
I knew that was happening.
Adam and Maddie from Film Spotting, Mo Welch, and Sanctified Grumblers. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. So, this Monday night,
ladies and more ladies.
Sanctified Grumblers are dudes.
No, but Mo Welch is a lady.
Mo Welch is a lady.
And then this one, there's the Putterbaugh.
That's two ladies.
Yeah, plus me is three.
Three ladies. Oh, I was
going
so
to
say
I want you to do a whole all-lady show.
Ladies night?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to wear a drag or could I wear a tux?
Oh, that'd be Ooh. Funny if you wore a dress.
What about a tux?
Put some lipstick on.
Would you wear a tux?
No.
I'll only wear a dress if you wear a tux. I have a tux suit. Or a coat. Tuxedo.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it would fit me. Thanks a lot. What is that supposed to mean?
Shut the fuck up. Then wear it as a dress. What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I'm being really
you
mean.
You should wear a dress.
Back
It'd
to
be
normal.
Funny.
I've worn dresses before.
Yes, but
if
and
you've
then
never
you
seen
should...
my band play, you've seen
no,
me.
No, yeah,
dress.
I have. And you put a little bow in your hair, that'd be really
I don't need
cute.
A bow.
Think it would accent your
I
eyes,
got a pompadour.
Okay.
I got glasses. I can't accent my eyes. It's insane.
It would make them pop.
I don't need to pop anymore. I got titties hanging out everywhere. All right. Thanks for listening. Come to the brain on Monday if you can. No, screw that. Come to the come Monday. Fly
do
in.
It.
You got time. You could definitely make it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're biking from Portland. You can do this. Yes, we can. Thanks, Merle. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at The Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.